Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Crispy Ertiman. So welcome to the BB19 recap for last week. I know I'm very, 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 very late. I'm playing catch up tonight. I'm hoping to get everything up tonight. I'm hoping to get Amazing Race out as well. I'm hoping to get everything back up to par with the podcast at least. And then hopefully by Friday, definitely by Friday, I will be back to normal and ready to go. So let's go right into the recap. So start with the HOH challenge. Atlanta couldn't rake with that cold water. Atlanta, even though Cody is out of the house, I think it was Mark, Raven, or Dominique, or Matt have to win HOH. Jessica said, with Cody out, Jessica said Cody was the only one that she could trust in the house. So now he's out. Obviously, she can't trust him. Cody, also Paul said Cody left him with ammunition, that Mark and Dominique were going to put Paul up on the block. So obviously, he left the house, telling Paul that he is being gunned for next. To watch it and, to make sure to get those guys out next. And then Mark said that this is not the competition for him to win, just because he's really well built up here. He just doesn't think he's going to win it. He, just doesn't feel very positive that he will win this competition. Josh said, he lost grip and fell, so Josh was out. And then the wall started to shift downwards. Mark's right arm started shaking and he fell off. So Mark was out of the competition. Paul hit the alien slime on the house guests and, that were left up there. Paul asking Mark about the votes, who voted for who, and then of course Mark said it was, or they said that it was Kevin, but technically Paul orchestrated the votes, and then of course Raven jumped off, and then more alien slime on the house guest. Ramsey tried to reposition himself, but he fell off. He just couldn't. The goo was, kind of threw him off. Kevin's arm was starting to cramp. Kevin fell off. Jason was struggling. Mark told Paul that, told Paul that, Jess is not going to budge. So Jessica is not going to be moving anytime soon. So she is solid for the next while. And then Matt wanting to stay on longer, but then Jess could beat him, but he fell off the wall. Jessica fell off the floor, off the wall. Dominique was happy Jessica fell off. Dominique fell off. And then it was Elena and Alex were left. Then Elena wanted to make a deal with Alex and Jason, but Elena said she could stay up there all night, so meaning she can be there the rest of the night. And then more goo came up the house guest, and then the wall kind of readjusted lower. Alex said, "Let's make a deal." Jason said, "He falls off, so." So Jason said, "Fall off, so he can be HOH. You're safe." And then, of course, Elena said to Jason, he is safe as well. Jason said, do you promise to stay? She said, yes. Elena said, am I safe? She said, yes. Alex said, yes. Do you swear? She's like, yes. You're safe. You're not going anywhere. Elena dropped. Alex is the new HOH for the week. Jason was happy. Alex is... Sorry, guys. I had something in my throat. So Mark was, Jason was happy that Alex is the new HOH, and that he is safe for the week. Mark was not really thrilled that, Alex is the new HOH, Jess as well. Paul said Alex is his teammate, and she is HOH, and it's going to make a plan, like, make a move, in the game. Matt wanting to stay on, oh wait, sorry guys, where was I? Jess said if she stays, she's going to go after those who stop Cody and her in the back, so obviously it will be payback for a lot of the people that betrayed her and Cody, and also get all the floaters and go after them. So obviously get all the floaters and just kind of go after all the people that went after them in the weeks, the week that they were, Cody was not HOH, obviously. And especially the week that Cody went home, I mean, is what I'm, they want to go after, she wants to go after all the people that went after him. On the or them on the week that Cody, I think it was the week that Cody went home, if I'm corrected. Jason said with Cody out, it would be good to work with her. Jason said go after Matt and the showman. So obviously now going after the showmances, getting the showmances out now before they take over the game. And we all know in Big Brother, showmances never goes to the end. Well, almost did on Big Brother Canada last season, back in season 5, back in the spring. Aika and Dimitri almost went there to the finals. So, you know, it's it almost happened. Like, that almost, okay, it did almost happen somewhere there. But showmances never go to the end. And we almost saw it happen for the first time in Big Brother history ever, I think, in the whole world, of wherever there's a Big Brother around the world. I don't think showmances have ever gone to the end. Never. So, Jason, Kevin, we're going to deal with Lena, so she wouldn't put any of... Lori, where was I here? Dominique said involved with... So, yeah, kind of involved with the showmances. Okay, so, Mark, okay, and then Jason and Kevin were talking about deal with Elena. She wouldn't put up, deal with Alex, that she wouldn't put up any of Elena's friends on the block. So, there's a whole pile of them that, you know, a big group of them that that wouldn't go up. So, and she said, you're safe, you're safe. Jason said, not putting up Jessica is not a good idea. Alex would, we have to, obviously. So, mainly, Alex's target is Jessica, I think, this week. And Alex said, we have to keep the calm in the house. Paul said he wants to make sure who their target is. Josh is crazy. Jessica is just, you know, she stay. If Jessica stays, to keep the calm. Alex and Paul talking about Mark and Dominique. Mark and Paul talking about, the votes in the house. Paul will have to make sure he is safe after his safety is up, calling Pandemonium, I think that's what I said. Alex and Lena. Lena wanted Matt, Raven, Mark, Dominique, and Paul safe. So, obviously, do not put them up on the block. Also, Alice wants to make sure she's comfortable. And also to put one of her own up on the block. Alex and Mark and Dominique. Elena wasn't, she said that wasn't a deal. So obviously, I guess the deal kind of, I don't know, deal kind of backfired? Possibly, maybe. The deal kind of backfired there. Elena left the room hoping that they would stay with the deal. So obviously, they would, she was hoping that they would stay with the deal. So that way they could, stick with the plan and, get out, I don't know, get someone else that, isn't in that group. So, Paul, to Alex, Dominique, and Mark are up to something. Alex, they draw the line is drawn in the sand. Paul wanted to target Dom first. Of course, the talk show thing was to get more from. He said the talk show was to get more information on what was going on in the house. Kevin giving Ramsey's crap for kicking the dryer door closed. Also for burping. So, obviously, Kevin being the father figure there. Ramsey's, Kevin is his, kind of his dad in the house, kind of looking out for, Kevin is kind of looking out for Ramsey's in the house. And teaching him history, also. Jason and Jessica to return to the Den of Temptation to have the curse removed. So, obviously, they're the Den of Temptation, their curse is done for their time with the curse is done. So, Raven talking about her surgery on her stomach and that her food doesn't really digest properly. She has like a pacemaker in her stomach, so it kind of helps digest the food, I guess, properly. Christmas came back from surgery. So Christmas is back in the house. Four broken bones, 10 torn ligaments. So she had to get all that fixed. She also said that she had a donor bone, 6 weeks in the cast, post-op, 3 to 4 after that. She won't get full mobility back ever. So obviously, I guess that means she won't be fully mobile on her foot. I guess she'll have some trouble walking in the near future. It will take a year for a full recovery. 1 to 5 years to arthritis will set in. And then she'll have to have another surgery to fix the arthritis. And that's what is going on with Christmas. Mark and Alex were talking about she really likes her and Jason. Is Jess the target? They're kind of asking, is Jess really the target? Is she going to be the one that goes home? Alex said yes. Dominique is a big target. Also, they're talking about the showmasters that they're taking control of the house. Dominique needs 10 minutes. She's been, and Alex can't say who the nominees are to Dominique. So obviously, Alex is not saying anything right now who the nominees are until they are revealed at the, nomination ceremony. Also talking about Elena by not mentioning names. Dominique throwing her people under the bus. So the nominations, first nominee was Jessica, second nominee was Dominique. Jessica not made a real connection with Alex in the house. Dominique, some things can been said and raise a red flag. Dominique felt betrayed and lied to. Lana said, think Alex broke her promise. Alex and Paul secretly working together, so they have obviously have a alliance together. They actually have an alliance together. So the power veto ceremony, Alex nominated Dominique to take the number off the vote. It's one less vote to evict. Jessica doesn't like her. Alex does not like Jessica. Dominique thinks she's going to get to the bottom of it. Paul find out if Dominique was he needed anything to set him to let him know. It could be if the relationship could be repairable. She gave hand signals. So Mark and Dom, Dominique still pissed. Paul and them together. Also acting strange for the three days ago. Mark said that they are still there. Dominique praying to God that find out who is behind this. Obviously Paul was waiting out for Dominique outside the bathroom. I think it was at the HOH room. I think it was, if I'm corrected. Paul said he's hoping. And then they had the same trust they had before. Paul said dishonesty doesn't work for his game. Paul said he and Matt have abandoned ship. The downfall of his group. Dominique said certain Paul is a snake. She has a veto competition coming up, so she obviously needs to win the power veto to win the competition. Going to explain expose him at the right time. So the POV picks, six people will compete. HOH, two nominees, three by random draw. Kevin was picked. Mark wants to be picked. Chris was concerned she cannot play because of her surgery. So that means she will have to sit out if worse comes to worse. Jess and Jason were getting a bit closer. Oh, sorry. Where was I here? Yeah, so yeah, Christmas was worried that she won't be able to compete. Where was I here? I'm lost. Trying to see where my notes are here. I'm so behind. No, my notes are all messed up. I know I put this the right way. The POV, which is, I'm so confused. I am so confused with my own podcast. I forget the HOH channel. Obviously Jason will pull Jess off. He wins. Alex will keep her up. Jason said it will be They were kind of said it will be, okay, so making the, also making the argument that Dom has to go home. So the POV, Lena said, looks like, Tarzan and Indiana Jones. Obviously we know Tarzan's in the jungle. Indiana Jones is in the jungle. Emma said, sorry, not Emma, what did I say? Elena said, okay, so, now moving on, okay, so, because Christmas cannot compete, obviously, in this competition, because the doctor has not medically cleared her to compete again, in these kind of competitions, so she has to sit out. So they must go across, the beam, and then hit the button, and then come back across the beam, and then they have to go around their podium, 50 times. The first person to 50, points will win the power of veto. If you fall off your beam into the lava, your points will be reset to zero. There will be a temptation of a cash prize if you are, and you will also be eliminated from the competition. Kevin fell off twice. Alex was at 1 point. Dominic was at 2. Jessica fell off and had to into the lava and went down to 0. Someone said Kevin is beating Christmas, and everyone was like, "Oh, like yeah, really?" Because obviously Christmas can't compete because of the whole because of her foot, right? So Alex was at 7 points. Kevin fell back into the lava. Jason was 12 points. Kevin fell back in the lava, so he fell in once again. And I felt bad for him, you know, not able to, you know, stay up on the beam. So Kevin was thinking of just the money, maybe just best to take the temptation. Took the prize of $27. So his total is $25,027.00 .000. Dominique fell, but she hung on. She got back up. Jessica fell, but hung on. She fell in the lava and went back to zero. She had 17 points at that time. Dominique fell in. She went back to zero. Jason was in the lead. Alex behind. Jason and Alex were at 49. Jason got 50 and won the power of veto. Jason, he won the power of veto and is going to, wants to, you know, make, wants to, you know, he wants to make the move that he wants to make the best move for his game, obviously. So he is going to do what he wants to do in his game this week and just make the best move, right? So, Dominique going to talk to Jason. Alex, Jason, sometimes what he's doing is irrational. Jess hopes, Jess hopes someone else gets the target on their back. So, obviously, she wants someone else to have the big target on their back. Paul said to have Alex pull Jess off, and then make Paul and put up Mark up in her place. Paul told Alex if Mark is up, she would be a vote for Dom to stay. Paul talked to Jason and told him to have a conversation with Mark. He is a pawn, obviously. So Paul and Alex and Jason were talking about, told them that they will, Paul, Alex, and Jason were talking about, they're going to tell Mark that he's going to go on the block. Mark and Paul and Alex in the HOH room, and then, where was I here? And then other people are kind of questioning they're kind of questioning him. Mark isn't feeling safe as a pawn. Mark don't, you know, feel like comfortable being a pawn going up on the block, obviously. He wants to, you know, he wants to, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, he doesn't want to be a pawn. Mark does not want to be pawn. He wants to be safe. So, Mark said, who do you want out? Jason said, Dom. Dom wants up the HOH. Dom went up to the HOH to tell Jason who the snake is. Paul said not to say anything. Jason and Dom were kind of walking. They were talking about it. Dom said it is apparent she was betrayed by her own people. Dom told Jason there is a snake. And Jason said, is it a man or woman? So obviously kind of trying to get clues who the snake is. Dom said nothing else. Jason went back to the HOH. He was kind of referring to the snake. The snake is in the room. Alex and Dom talking about how a snake is in the house and it's slithering. Told Alex someone is tempter. And then something about Paul as well. I guess cluing in that Paul is the snake. I don't know how Paul is a snake. He's just playing the game the way he needs to play the game. I don't think he's ever really backstabbed very many people. You know, he's making the right moves. Paul's making the right moves that he needs to make. Making the game, obviously. Alex went back to the HOH. Paulina and Mark were talking. Paul is the snake. Paul said he is going to have his own house meeting. And of course, afterwards, Paul slithering. Do you want to slither or talk? So obviously talking to Alex. It's not Alex, Dom. Dominique. Paul said, are you a snake? Dom said, yes. Paul said, making assumptions. Dom said, you don't know. Y'all turned on him, using Paul's experience as a vet to manipulate people, obviously. Mark came in. He said he don't want to campaign for her. Jason said putting up a Raven and getting Dominique out. So obviously kind of hinting maybe putting up Raven might be the best idea. You know, and maybe she will be... Just, Raven being a pawn and obviously, you know, getting Dominique out of the house. So Mark didn't want to go up. He will go home. So he knew, Mark knew he was going to go home regardless. He said he will vote the Vic Dom. Jason wants Alex to put up Raven as a, you know, look at that, as the safest bet to put up her. That way Dom will go home and it won't be Raven. Alex said keep the noms the same. So obviously, kind of keep the nominations as they are. Do not, you know, change it whatsoever. Jason wants Dom to go home. Just before the nomination ceremony, Paul dressed as a snake. So he had like a shirt that had like a snake on it. I don't know if Big Brother gave it to him. I don't know if Big Brother gave him the snake, maybe, possibly. So the veto meeting, Dom said she is framed and Paul has minions. Jason, if he uses it on her, him and her would, you know, rally. Dom said he will not work with her group. They stabbed her in the back and weren't loyal. Jason decided not to use the power of veto, so Mark said he cannot trust anyone anymore in this game. So obviously, Mark does not trust anyone in this game anymore. So, all right, going into the eviction episode, there's a lot today. I apologize for the lengthy podcast, first of all. This is a very lengthy podcast because it's we're covering also the Battle Back competition. I might talk a little bit about it. I might shorten the Battle Back. I have a lot of notes on the Battle Back, but I'm going to try to shorten it as much as possible. I'm trying to keep it around an hour. When I usually do Big Brother recaps, it is around an hour. I do have a certain length for these podcasts, so I'll try to keep it around an hour if possible. So in the eviction episode, Julie revealed that this is the last Den of Temptation this week. Jason told Alex that he asked that question. He called out Paul and Elena, and of course Paul hissing. Dominique was very funny, Paul. Jessica will repair the damage from the last week when Cody was still in the house. She wants to stay in the house, obviously. Elena said she will watch. Watching Friday, she goes home. Elena said that Dominique will watch the show when she goes home on Friday. Also, she didn't do anything wrong. Elena did not do anything wrong, obviously. Dom said, if you want to talk, we can. Elena said, I don't want to talk. Elena said, she will not say anything. When she goes home, she can see what she did. When she goes home, obviously, Elena didn't do anything. Jessica said she made a mistake and admitted it because she didn't want to leave the game. So it was a mistake that happened. Raven did not believe a word that she said. She will tell her what she wants to hear. Mark and Josh and Kevin were playing pool. And they made a bet that they would drink half pickle juice and half hot sauce whoever lost or something. We'll have to drink that. Mark threw. Mark scratched and hit the eight ball. And Mark threw the pickle juice onto Josh, I believe. And then, of course, Josh threw hot sauce on Mark. Josh got upset that Mark put hot sauce in his eyes. Josh said said a lot about him going back on his word. Josh said he has he's been being very effing disrespectful. Dominique asked what was wrong. Mark tried to apologize. Josh said it's fine, but it was not being a man on the word. Josh said he has respect, but until he threw the sauce in his eyes, he's got no respect. Mark was playing against Paul in Christmas, and then Jess said what he said upset her, the HOH. About Christmas. So obviously talking about Christmas and Paul as well. Paul said she was she was supposed. Okay, so Paul said that Jess was supposed to stay under the radar, but she's over the radar. She was supposed to stay under the radar, but she's above the radar currently. So moving into the Den of Temptation, will be the last. Jason said, will he be tempted? So Kevin and Mark and Lena and Josh not tempted. Dom hopes she gets tempted. Dom will not be tempted. Christmas will be not eligible because she's already been tempted once. Alex will be not tempted. Jessica was tempted with the halting hex. Will be able to halt an eviction episode in the next 4 evictions. May only use this once. Once it's used, it's gone forever. And the whole house will get a punishment. Jessica said, just kind of had to repeat this phrase. Halting hex, rise, eviction night, dies. Halting hex, rise, eviction night, dies. She had to say that verse to make it official. Raven and Ramses was not tempted. And then Matt was not tempted as well. So the Den of Temptation, it was accepted. The house guests found out. And the punishment will be put on the entire house. We probably won't be finding out that until Thursday tomorrow. Obviously, as this is Wednesday, July the 26th. Jess was going... has a big decision when she can use it. She was talking about maybe even if there was like a... if she was on the block, she could use it. And she can halt the eviction. And she would be safe, obviously. So let's go into the eviction vote. Dom said in her speech, if she offended anyone, she was truly sorry. So the vote... everybody voted for Dominique in the house. Pretty much everyone voted for Dominique. With the vote of 10-0, Dominique was evicted from the Big Brother house. And Paul whispered to Dom philosophy and wanted to be friends outside this house. So obviously he's being really nice to her and just saying, yeah, I want to be friends with you outside this house regardless. So Julie told Dominique she will have a chance to get back in the house and it will be in the battle back competition. Also they brought out Cameron. They brought out Jillian. They brought out, who was it? Jillian, Cameron, I forget who it was. Jillian, it was three, I think. It was Jillian, Dominique, Cody, and, wait a second. Cameron, Jillian, Cody, Dominique, four. There was four, that's right. So obviously, Dominique. Cameron came out. Also, he was guessing Ramses was evicted after him. Jillian came out. She guessed Cody. He came out. Cody came out out of the, came onto the stage. Jillian said sorry to Cody for betraying him. And then, of course, Dominique came out. Jillian was shocked that she was backstabbed. Dominique said how she will do. She will exceptionally well. Cameron said we'll stay in longer. Jillian goes back in. She wants to go after Elena or I think it was Raven. I think it was. That's who she wants to go after if she gets back into the house. Tony said this time he wants to listen to chess. So it won't be so the battle back will be not will be completely different from last season. Obviously, the Friday was the battle back, and then of course back on Sunday was the HOH. Tonight is the PLV. Thursday, tomorrow will be an eviction episode if Jessica does not use a halting hex. What do you call it? Ten of Temptation. And, yeah, so, Jason, Paul, and Alec, Kevin said Jess has the temptation, so they knew that she actually had that, temptation. They knew she had it. So, the Battle Back episode, like I said, I'm gonna try to shorten this as much as possible. In the Battle Back, nobody will be guaranteed to go back. They are in Evictionville. They have to win three battle back competitions. The first two will advance, and then of course the two next two will compete. Then one will advance, and then they will have to go against the house challenger. If they win, they go back in the house. If they lose, all will be going home. So the first one was the maze race. You must use a rope and pulley system. You got to get a ball right through the course to the end. If you get it through the hole, obviously you have to, you know, grab the ball and start over again. Two competitors that finish will move on. And the other two will be out of the game for good and go home. So Jillian had to start over. Karen was halfway done. Cody said, oh, sorry. And then Cameron, so yeah, Cameron had to start over. Cody was close to finish. Jillian had to start over. Cody was moving on to the next competition. And then Cameron talking it slow. And then Cameron was moving on with Cameron to the next round. Jillian said, good for you. But not good for you, with a thumbs down, obviously. So the second battle was you got to use a slingshot, and you had to launch some balls, like catapult them, hitting the billboard panels. When they are obviously they're closed, you must hit them all to open them. First one to get them all done wins the competition. We'll move on to the final round. And then, so Cody won the second part of the... Oh, wait a second. Cameron and Cody were at one. Cameron had two. And then Cody had two panels open. Cameron got three. Cody four. Cameron five. And then Cody had four, Cameron had seven, so Cameron had quite the lead. Cameron did have quite the lead there. And then Cody just made a comeback with five and six, and then Cody tied it seven apiece, and then Cody went ahead with eight, and then he got nine, and then Cody won the battle back. Second battle back competition is moving on to face the other house challenger. Cameron was eliminated from the house, and the house guest, obviously Julie said the house guest will choose. Well, told Cody that the house will choose who the house competitor is. Cody gets to choose the game, obviously the challenge. It was either maze game, which is actually has a new maze, or they can have the billboard smasher, which will be the billboard. The panels will rotate. So Cody chose the maze race. Julie got the house guest in the living room. She told him that it is a battle back competition. Mark was not happy. You know, because Cody turned on him. Sorry, he turned on Cody And also, Josh said he hopes it's Jillian or Cameron. Jessica hopes it is Cody. Obviously, we know she's rooting for Cody, obviously. And then so also Jessica asked Mark if he's okay, if he's going to be okay. He said, no, he's pissed. He said he's pissed off. And of course asked, why do you think you threw him under the bus? Threw me under the bus. She said, you're fine. Like, she's ensuring that he's going to be fine. Paul said if Cody comes back, he has to start over. Julie called the house back to the living room. And then, of course, the house will pick who the house challenger will be. They're going to have to go to the diary room to vote who they want to go back in the battle back. Strong, if they want the person in the battle back, obviously Cody, to go back in the house, or weak if they do want someone back in the house. They won't know who they're competing against until after the vote. And they cannot vote for themselves, obviously. So they cannot vote for themselves. They have to vote for someone other than themselves. So everybody voted for Paul. Minus Paul, obviously, because Paul cannot vote for himself, so he voted for Alex. Everyone went out in the backyard. Evicted house guest Cody came out. Alex said she don't want him back. Mark was not happy he won. House guest voted for the house challenger. 11 votes was Paul. If Paul wins, he could, send Cody home for sure. If Cody wins, he's back in the house, obviously. So the maze race is a bit different. It's different from before. Obviously, you're going to do the same thing. Ball right through the maze to the end. Begin in the hole. Obviously, you got to grab the ball and start from scratch. The person that gets it to the end will win. Like I said, Cody wins, he's back in the house. If Paul wins, Cody is sent home for good. So Paul said he has to keep Cody out of this house, out of the game. So obviously Cody was in the lead. Jessica said was begging for Cody to win. Cody won the battle back showdown and is back in the game. Jess told him not to say anything crazy until she catches him up on everything. Mark said he is not happy that he won. Paul said he's gonna have to get Cody out all over again. So Paul's gonna have to start all the way from the start on getting Cody out. So obviously back on Sunday was the HOH challenge, the nominations. Tonight is the power of veto. Tomorrow is the eviction, along as Jessica does not use a halting hex. With that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality TV, this podcast. And if you're new to the podcast, please hit that subscribe button on podcast.com, on TuneIn, and also on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. Connect with me there. And I will see you guys on the Amazing Race recap later on. Bye for now.